Listen now to the Word of God from the Gospel of John. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, it is not because you saw signs that you are in quest of me, but because you ate these loaves and had your fill. Work for no perishing food, but for that lasting food, which means eternal life. The Son of Man will give you that, for the Father, God, has certified him." Then they asked him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus replied to them, "This is the work of God, to believe in him whom God has sent." "Well then," they said, "what is the sign you perform, that we may see it and believe you? What work have you to show? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then said Jesus, "What Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread of God is what comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Ah, sir," they said to him, "give us that bread always." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry, and he who believes in me will never again be thirsty. But as I told you, though you have seen me, you do not believe. All those will come to me who are my Father's gift to me, and never will I reject one of them. For I have come down from heaven not to carry out my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And the will of him who sent me is that I lose none of those who are his gift to me, but that I raise them up on the last day. It is the will of my Father that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should possess eternal life, and that I should raise him up on the last day." Now the Jews murmured at him for saying, "I am the bread which comes down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he claim now, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus replied to them, "Stop murmuring to yourselves. No one is able to come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up on the last day. In the prophets it is written, 'And they will all be instructed by God.' Everyone who has listened to the Father and learned from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father. He only who is from God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I tell you, the believer has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. The bread that comes down from heaven is such that one eats of it and never dies. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And more, the bread I will give you is my flesh, given for the life of the world." The Jews then wrangled with one another, saying, "How can he give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood possesses eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood remains within me, as I remain within him. Even as the living Father sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who feeds on me will also live by me. Such is the bread which has come down from heaven. Your ancestors ate their bread and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." This he said as he taught in the synagogue at Capernaum. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Gospel of John.